Welcome to Word of Hope Ministries with Bible teacher Perry Stelter. Our vision is reaching out with the truth of Scripture, focusing on the Aboriginal peoples of Canada. It's our desire to bring hope where hope has been lost. Romans 15:13 says, "May the God of hope fill you with all joy and peace as you trust in Him, so that you may overflow with hope by the power of the Holy Spirit." Now here's Bible teacher Perry Stelter.
Today, we are going to be talking about the topic of Thanksgiving. Thanksgiving is something that we need to be doing all the time and in every situation. Today, we are going to be looking at Psalm 147 for our topic of Thanksgiving. Another word for Thanksgiving is gratitude. And so before we do that, let's commit this time unto the Lord. Dear Heavenly Father, I thank you in Jesus' name for your word. I thank you in Jesus' name for all the listeners. I pray that as we go through this season of Thanksgiving, that we would remember all the wonderful things that you have done for us throughout the history of the Bible, throughout our own history, even though it is not always perfect. And I pray that we would have hearts of gratitude as we approach this topic today. I pray in Jesus' name, amen. Well, to start us off today, I'm going to look at the Holman Illustrated Bible Dictionary under the topic of Thanksgiving. And here are some introductory thoughts to think about as we approach the whole topic of Thanksgiving or gratitude. Thanksgiving is gratitude directed towards God, generally in response to God's concrete acts in history. Thanksgiving was central to Old Testament worship. Sacrifice and offerings were to be made not grudgingly, but with thanksgiving. Oh, how we need to be reminded of this today. Many times we give things to God, we give things to church, or we help others out, but then we do it grudgingly, or we do it with a bitter heart. It's kind of like, oh, well, here, take it. Or I don't really want to give you this, but I feel guilty, so here you go. Just take it and go. Or sometimes we give somebody something with a smile on our face, but really we have bitterness in our hearts. In our hearts, we're still holding tight to that thing that we're giving them. We're giving them some money, but we're still holding on tight to that money. We give somebody a vehicle, but we're still holding on tight to that vehicle. We give somebody a washer or a dryer or a couch or a table and chairs, but we're still holding on tight to those things. When we give our sacrifice and our offerings to God, to the church, to other people around us, we are to do it with thanksgiving. Thankfulness was also expressed for personal and national deliverance, for God's faithfulness to His covenant, for His forgiveness, and all creation joins in offering thanks to God as we look at the Psalms. Thanksgiving is also a natural element of Christian worship and is to characterize all of our Christian life. And for God's indescribable gift of grace in Christ and for the faith of fellow Christians. These are all examples of how we are to give thanks and gratitude unto God, God the Creator. The Aboriginal people, my Aboriginal people, often refer to God as the Creator. And so I love that word, the Creator, because that is exactly what God is. He is a Creator. And so I love how my Aboriginal people refer to our Heavenly Father. Let's read Psalm 147, and then we'll go over some details of it after we are done reading the passage in full. There's 20 verses in this passage, but just sit back and relax and just focus on praising the Lord, thanking the Lord, and having a heart of gratitude to the Lord as you listen to the Word of God. Praise the Lord! How good it is to sing praises to our God! How pleasant and fitting to praise Him! The Lord builds up Jerusalem. He gathers the exiles of Israel. He heals the brokenhearted and binds up their wounds. He determines the number of stars and calls them each by name. great is our Lord and mighty in power. His understanding has no limit. The Lord sustains the humble, but casts the wicked to the ground. Sing to the Lord with grateful praise. Make music to our God on the harp. He covers the sky with clouds. He supplies the earth with rain and makes grass grow on the hills. He provides food for the cattle and for the young ravens when they call. His pleasure is not in the strength of the horse, nor his delight in the legs of the warrior. The Lord delights in those who fear him, who put their hope in his unfailing love. Extol the Lord, Jerusalem. Praise your God, Zion. He strengthens the bars of your gates and blesses your people within you. He grants peace to your borders and satisfies you with the finest of wheat. He sends his command to the earth. His word runs swiftly. He spreads the snow like wool and scatters the frost like ashes. He hurls down his hail like pebbles. Who can withstand his icy blast? He sends his word and melts them. He stirs up his breezes and the waters flow. He has revealed his word to Jacob, his laws and decrees to Israel. He has done this for no other nation. They do not know his laws. Praise the Lord.
Joy.
We are not going to be spending a whole bunch of time breaking down the details of Psalm 147 or going into a lot of background information on this psalm or taking a historical look at the psalm. But what I want to do is just simply look at some of the action words described in this psalm and how we can also use these action words in our own lives to describe how God has looked out for us, how God has provided for us, how God has done a work in our lives that only God can do. What I love about this psalm is it starts out by saying, "Praise the Lord." And then at the end of the last verse, we hear and see the exact same words. Praise the Lord. And so it starts out by praising the Lord, and it ends with praising the Lord. And all the verses in between talk about what God has done for the people of Israel. And the great thing about looking at this psalm is that because of Jesus Christ came to fulfill everything that was done in the Old Testament. And so although when we take a look at this psalm, it is referring to what God did for the people of Israel in the context of what was going on in that particular place and time, it still applies to us as believers through the person of Jesus Christ. It says here, "The Lord builds up Jerusalem. He gathers the exiles of Israel." Have you ever felt like you have gone through a time in your life where you were sent into some sort of exile? You see, the people of Israel were sent into exile because of their disobedience, but God also kept the promise that He was going to restore them even though they were disobedient. And so I can even see that in my own life. There was a particular time in my life where my whole world was falling apart, and I knew it was all because of disobedience and walking away from God. But God restored me, and maybe you can relate to that as well. Maybe there are different times in your life where you were sent into some sort of exile because you were disobedient to God, or maybe you're going through a type of exile right now where you've turned your back on God and God has sort of just said, "Okay, that's the way you want things to be. I'll just let you do your thing. But when you're ready to get right with me, I'll be waiting here for you." And that's the power of this psalm, because then it goes on to say, "He heals the brokenhearted and binds up their wounds." And so God not only allows us to go into exile, usually because of our own decisions, because of our own attitude, because of our own behavior, He also heals the brokenhearted and He binds up their wounds. I love these action words. The Lord builds up, He heals, He binds up. And then it goes on to say, "He determines the number of stars and calls them each by name." Then it says, "The Lord sustains the humble, but casts the wicked to the ground." And so here we see a contrast between the people that are truly serving God and the people that aren't serving God. The Lord sustains the humble, but He casts the wicked to the ground. And so we can be thankful and grateful that when we are humble before God, and we are submitting ourselves to God, that He will also cast away our enemies in one way or another, sooner or later.
We'll be right back.
He covers the sky with clouds. He supplies the earth with rain and makes grass grow on the hills. More action words. He covers, he supplies, and makes. He provides food for the cattle. Has God provided food for you? What a wonderful time harvest is to watch all the farmers bring in the harvest, the many different crops that come in, the many different vegetables that have come in over the summer, the many different types of fruit that have come in over the summer. The Lord loves to provide for his people. And you see, even people that don't believe in God or people that don't believe in Jesus Christ are still benefactors of God's goodness, because God provides these things to his created beings, which are humans. He provides food for the cattle. He also provides food for us. The Lord delights in those who fear him, who put their hope in his unfailing love. He strengthens the bars of your gates, speaking about the people of Israel. More action words. The Lord delights. He strengthens. It goes on to say, he grants peace to your borders. He sends his command to the earth. He spreads the snow like wool. What a wonderful time to watch the different seasons change. Winter, spring, summer, fall. God provides all these different seasons for different reasons. And how wonderful it is to give God thanks for all these different seasons and for all the different reasons that he has for these seasons. Yes, it would be wonderful to live in a more tropical place where the seasons roughly stay the same all the time. But how wonderful it is to watch the seasons change here in Canada. How wonderful it is to see how God provides these things for us. He spreads the snow like wool. What a beautiful picture. And scatters the frost like ashes. Another beautiful picture. He hurls down his hail like pebbles. Who can withstand his icy blast? He sends his word and melts them. He stirs up his breezes and the waters flow. We see a beautiful picture here of how God is in charge of his creation. And so the question is God in charge of your life? Are you allowing him to be in charge of your life? As you are giving God thanks for all the wonderful things that he has done, providing the seasons, providing the food, providing the protection, thanking him for healing your broken heart, thanking him for building you up, for sustaining you, for strengthening you. Are you living a life that is pleasing to him through the person of Jesus Christ? He has revealed his word to Jacob, his laws and decrees to Israel. He has done this for no other nation. They do not know his laws. Praise the Lord. God has revealed his word to us. We are without excuse. We live in a nation that is so plentiful when it comes to the Word of God, when it comes to having resources with regards to the Word of God. Yes, sometimes we have to pay for these things, but many of these resources are free. Even on the internet, we can find many resources that are free that help us study and learn more about the Word of God. We live in a country where you can go to the Canadian Bible Society or the Gideons and get Bibles for free. You can even go to your local Christian bookstore and find a Bible for probably $3 or $4. Or you can buy a really, really nice one for probably $90 or $100. But we live in a nation that is so rich in the resources of God. Are we being faithful to God in response to his faithfulness to us? As we give thanks to God, as we give our gratitude to God, are we truly living that out and being faithful in what he has given us? take a look at my own life, I can see how God has given me safety over the years. I've driven school bus for special needs kids, and He gave me safety during that time. I drove truck across Western Canada for about 3 to 4 years. God gave me safety during those times. There's been so many different times I've been driving my own personal vehicle across this country, Western Canada. God has kept me safe. When I go to work in the morning, when I do errands, God keeps me safe. When I take a look at my own health, God has given me health. And most of the problems that I've had with my health were because of my own sin and rebellion. God has given me salvation through the person of Jesus Christ by sending His Son to the cross to die, and Jesus voluntarily giving up His life to die for the entire human race. God, through the person of Jesus Christ, has given me grace and mercy in many different situations where I did not get the punishment that I deserved, but God, through His grace and His mercy, although He has disciplined me, has shown His mercy to me. I look at the many different blessings in my life. I'm not a rich person and probably never will be, but God has blessed me with the fundamental basics in life. I have a vehicle. I have an apartment to live in. I have a computer I can use to do ministry. I have a cell phone. I have a camera. I have a wonderful wife. I have a fridge at home that keeps my food cold. I have a little freezer that keeps my food frozen. We have use of an oven that can heat up our food, a microwave. I have a toaster where I can toast my bread. I can drink coffee every day. I can drink water. I can drink milk. I don't have to worry about having clean water. There are so many different things I need to be thankful for. And as God has provided all these wonderful things to me, what am I doing with what God has given me? No matter what your background is, if you're an atheist, if you believe in Aboriginal spirituality, if you're a Christian from a Protestant background, if you're a Christian from a Catholic background, my encouragement to you is to think about these deeper things. Think about God. Think about Jesus. Think about everything that God has provided for us. And then decide what you are going to do with what He has given you. May you be faithful in what God has entrusted you with. Dear Heavenly Father, I thank You in Jesus' name for Your word. I thank You for Psalm 147 that starts by saying, "Praise the Lord," and ends with saying, "Praise the Lord." And all the wonderful action words we see described in this psalm. Thank You so much, Lord, for everything You did for the people of Israel. I thank You for everything that You do for us as a nation. I thank You that even though the Aboriginal people have gone through some atrocities, that You still love them and You still have a plan for their life. I thank You for that. I pray that we would all be faithful with what You have given us. And I thank You for everything. In Jesus' name, amen.
Thank you for listening to Word of Hope Ministries with Bible teacher Perry Stelter. If you are interested in contacting Perry, you can reach him at wordofhopeministries.ca. That's wordofhopeministries.ca. Remember, Romans 15:13 says, "May the God of hope fill you with all joy and peace as you trust in Him, so that you may overflow with hope by the power of the Holy Spirit."